This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 9. A couple of sneaky games this week, Del. Tennessee at Oklahoma. Tennessee's favored by about a touchdown. It's been around 7. And then Oklahoma State is hosting Utah. Tennessee,
a classic Big 12 matchup.
Utah, classic SEC matchup first. Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Yep.
Oklahoma's looked bad. Oklahoma's just looked bad so far. Tennessee's going to go in there and roll them. They're just going to go in there and roll them. 7 ain't enough. And then Oklahoma State, I don't know what to think about Oklahoma State, to tell you the truth. I mean, they were lucky to get away from to get that win against Arkansas.
Arkansas outgained them by like 200 and something yards.
Yeah, they were so lucky. And then last week they looked good, but it was Tulsa. That doesn't matter. So Mike Gundy's complaining about the schedule. He's got Utah this week and Kansas State next week.
He's always complaining about something all the time. There's not a coach I like less than Mike Gundy.
But you don't really have Texas or Oklahoma to deal well in conference.
He's always pissy. The one time I met him, he was a cranky guy at the table. You told me he's no fun or no good.
We've been hearing John for years about Mike Gundy.
He was a Gundy fan, and then Gundy told you to get your scunion out of the way.
Well,
I don't think he talked about John Scunion.
I don't even know what that means.
You got to ask Shannon. Shannon called in, still didn't explain it.
No. Mike Gundy is the hero we all deserve. Poor Marine, stop.
I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
He does give you some funny quotes now.
Yeah, accidentally.
Yeah.
So what's the first game, Utah versus who?
Utah and Oklahoma State.
Is Cam
Oklahoma
Rising going to play?
He never plays.
He's not going to play.
No. He's out for the year again.
Yeah.
No.
Swearing everything.
Yeah, they're going to give him another year.
They pushed back on that already.
I thought they were looking for an 8th year.
No, Dion thought he was out for the year, and then Dion tweeted. He was tweeting about
Dion Sanders.
Yes, he thought he was out for the year.
Stop putting more bad info out, Dion.
No, he was told. I guess someone put it out there. He thought it was true. But it turns out Cam Rising.
Yeah, he's expected to play against Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm asking you, Oklahoma or Oklahoma State?
I mean, Oklahoma State, rather.
Oh, then I like Utah, then.
Why is it reportedly?
That came out, but it turns out it was not true. He was not going to be out for the year.
Did Dion put bad info out, or was it Shador?
No, someone else put it out, and Dion latched onto it.
And this is a matchup of these two quarterbacks.
The oldest quarterback.
25 and 24. This is the oldest combination in college football history. 26 and 25?
I don't think it's at 51 years. I think it's a combination that makes them like 49 years old, the two quarterbacks in question playing against each other. Like their matchup, like in the NFL, we had it on Sunday night. The two quarterbacks are younger. Caleb and CJ are younger than Bowman.
And Chris Winkie was what, 27 when he played?
Maybe in 28. I think he might have. Did he get to 30 by the time he was out of Florida State?
Yeah, but did he face anybody that was older too?
Wasn't Brandon Weeden 31?
20
Brandon Weeden was not 31.
He looked 31.
He was 20 something, mid 20s when he got drafted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so if Cam Rising's healthy, I'm taking Utah. I mean, Oklahoma State can get out of my face.
Well, Deion said he died.
No, Deion thought he was out for the year and put this heartfelt tweet out about how Cam Rising was great, and it turns out Cam Rising isn't out for the year.
Cam Rising's like, Coach, Cam, are you out? Coach, I'm here throwing to the receivers right now. I'm at the facility.
Look, we can make fun of Deion, but it's reasonable to assume that Cam Rising would have missed another year.
Yeah, just without even watching a game. Just assume Cam Rising was going for his eighth year of eligibility. That was a better story, though, not Cam Rising playing.
I would actually
Cam Rising getting his eighth year of eligibility is a much better story.
Cam Rising playing for Utah makes Utah maybe not a title contender, but a real shot to win that conference in their first year in it and make the playoff. I like that story more. I don't want to see Mike Gundy holding up a Big 12 title.
I want to see Mapes.
We want to see Mapes as if he turned out to be a college football player and his doppelganger out there running around. Mapes is less injured, though. Mapes shows up to work more than Cam Rising has done. And what's the other one you mentioned? Tennessee. I like Tennessee against Oklahoma. Unless Oklahoma's just been playing possum for the first 3 weeks of the season, they don't look good. Nah, I'm taking Tennessee. Tennessee's offense, the way they do things, because of how they play, that score could get out of hand because they'll just spread you out. They'll run the ball, but they're going to take shot after shot after shot. If you can't hold up, it could be a long day. And I don't think Oklahoma's going to be able to score enough. The Jackson Arnold thing, he looks like a young quarterback out there. I'd take Tennessee in that one.
Yeah, no, Tennessee's going to...
Unless Oklahoma's been holding back for 3 weeks. But if not, then take Tennessee.
Let's get – who's on the phone? Is that Jeremy?
Yes.
Let's get Jeremy on the phone here. 713-780-3776. What's up, Jeremy?
Hi. Guys, I love the show. My schedule changed. I don't get to listen to you that much anymore. I'm usually asleep by like 6:45 in the morning. I got – like three questions about three different kind of sports. I wasn't listening. If you have to pick three pitchers to go in the first round, what three pitchers are you picking? I love that the fact that the Texans have a wide receiver problem with so much talent, and Arch Manning looked good. Does Ewers come back?
Yeah. Ewers is coming back, and Ewers will get the start.
Yeah, he will when he comes back. He had an abdomen, it was an abdomen issue. I mean, nothing's going to change. This is Quinn Ewers' year. But doesn't it feel nice if you're Texas? Now, if you watch the game, you know there were some of those touchdowns were no big deal. A swing pass and then a guy who got wide open 20 yards behind the defense that had to wait on Arch's throw. It was a good run by Arch. He made another touchdown pass that I thought was pretty good on the move in the back of the end zone. I mean, it's nice. If you're Texas, this is a blessing in disguise. You get the fan base goes crazy. There's no question. But you also want to get some snaps. If you have hopes and dreams of being a national champ, don't you want to make sure you have a second quarterback that can go? That's a big advantage over most teams. And it's not like Quinn Ewers hasn't been hurt in the past. So yeah, I think it's a real silver lining here that you get your other quarterback gets reps and snaps and he gets confidence and your team and play calling gets confidence and having him out there on the field. I think that's a really good thing for but Arch is not going to take over the job from Quinn Ewers unless Quinn's not going to be terrible.
If you polled the fan base, who would they want?
Arch.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think, and yet Quinn Ewers gives you best chance to win a national title.
I think he probably does, yeah. I think there's fewer limitations with Quinn than with Arch right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The experience is one. I mean, Arch just did that last week against. No, and then he's got this week, and it's a, you know, another. It's non-game. When you start to get into the meat, and you're playing Georgia at you know at home, and you're playing you know playing for an SEC championship, it's a different deal, and you need Quinn Ewers his experience.
Yeah, usually, but you'll remember. I mean, Ohio State has had to do it with Cardale Jones when you had injuries to your quarterback, and so it's not like it doesn't happen. I mean, you have backups who have to get in there and play for you. And maybe that will be a situation for Texas. It's good that you're getting those reps against UTSA. It frankly couldn't have happened any better. You got a UTSA game, and the only person hurt by this is the Heisman Trophy chances for Quinn Ewers. But you got a UTSA game where he was going to get in at some point, Arch was. He got in even earlier and had a lot of success in a non-threatening game at all.
Yeah.
It actually couldn't have gone any better for you than it did.
Yeah. And he's going to be okay, and Quinn Ewers is going to be okay, and you got time for Arch to get some reps. It'll help you next year. There's nothing wrong with that. But when Quinn Ewers gets back, Quinn Ewers got to be on the field.
Yeah, you don't want a bunch of. I don't think Longhorn fans will make any fuss about that.
I don't think that's the case though at Texas A&M.
Same thing with Connor Wegman. He's got to get on the field.
No.
You see, he's already day-to-day with the shoulder. They're already setting it up that he's not playing this week.
Well, he shouldn't play, and not because of injury, because he's not better than Marcel Reed.
Well, I guess we'll see you next year at Ole Miss when you transfer.
Marcel Reed is better.
Go ahead, transfer to Ole Miss.
Okay, maybe not Ole Miss, Virginia.
Who, for Connor Wegman?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Please,
get
out of here.
Okay, you want me to leave? Because I'll go to Virginia and get a bag.
Okay. We'll be better off. Marcel Reed's like a redshirt freshman or
right?
something.
Would you like for me
off.
To go to Northwestern or Illinois? Because
I
can
don't
go.
Care. I just don't want
you.
Want
to lose Connor Wegman? I'm already special.
I need you out of here just so it makes my decision, which should be an easy one, even easier. I don't want to deal with the Texas high school mob because you're not playing. Beat it. Get out of here. Okay. Marcel Reed should play.
Tell it to Mississippi State when Connor Wegman goes there.
Aggies, let's go. Who do you want on the field?
And
let's go.
Jeremy's other question, or one of his other questions, was about who do you want as the Astros' top three starters for the playoffs?
Fromber's one, Hunter Brown is two, Kikuchi's three.
That's fine. I don't – whatever. Lefty-righty-lefty, lefty, it doesn't matter to me. You can have them.
That's not it.
Eric Geddes.
As far as who's pitched best over the last couple of months.
Who gives you the best chance in 2 months? Probably 2 weeks, probably Kikuchi. Because Eric Geddes gone way past his innings pitched number.
Eric Geddes and Blanco can go to the pen. Mm-hmm. Verlander, I don't even know if Verlander makes a team, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah. No. I think your three is probably the right three. They probably give you the best chance. I mean, Kikuchi's been good pretty much every start.
Yep.
I know they've won every start, but he's been good pretty much all of his starts. There was one start that was kind of average where he also didn't find his strikeouts. But other than that, I mean, the guy's been rock solid. And I love a lefty that can hop up a good fastball, too. You just don't see a ton of those guys. Although Fromber has that sneaky 96-mile-an-hour fastball he can find, too, even though it just doesn't look that fast.
All right, time for us to talk right now. I got to talk right now about my man Jim Fiume over at Gulf Coast Windows. I love what Fiume does. I've been loving what Fiume does for years. I spoke for him years ago over at the other station, and it was – there's nothing that you could say about Jim Fiume and Gulf Coast Windows other than the best, okay? The best. The best replacement windows. You got Performer 1, aluminum windows. Performer 2, vinyl windows. Performer 3, hurricane windows. Wood-clad windows, new home construction windows. And I urge you, if you're building a home, use these windows. Double pane, double glass. They're fantastic. You will not find a better window on the market, period. And you can go and you can see the selection is unbelievable. Plus, not only windows, though, and if you're building a home, you've got French doors, sliding patio doors, storm doors. And when you're talking about patio doors, that's where you're going to get leaks, right? Or the air conditioning is going to leak out. The noise is going to come through those. Not with a Gulf Coast window. No, none of that's happening. If you want to replace your sliding patio doors or windows, this is what you need, Gulf Coast Windows. Jim Fiume is going to stand behind all of it with warranties. The installation is absolutely free, and it's second to none. And he will not leave that job site until you're completely happy. 713-849-5454, 713-849-5454, or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. I'm seeing so many. Okay, first of all, Bill Belichick on with McAfee talking about the Bears offense. He is not a fan of what your boy did with the offensive line in Chicago. He says, you know, you put your money into the wide receivers and you put your money into the quarterback, and that offensive line is a problem. And he's, you know what, he's not right. But what, I mean, you can't build, you know, can't fix Rome in a day, right? Rome wasn't built in a day, so it's going to take him a little while. But he definitely has to work on that. I was talking to a guy who was a Giants fan the other day, and he was like, we need to get Belichick DC when we were great in the 80s and come back and fix this thing. And I'm seeing Bill Belichick to the Carolina Panthers as well. Bill Belichick is a Band-Aid. I don't want Bill Belichick. Do you? Bill Belichick, tell me that he is definitely going to have a hand in team construction, in personnel construction, how you're going to build the roster. He wasn't very good at it at the end in New England. And he left New England in kind of a mess. Although I will say this, I love the way that New England's playing right now.
A lot of those are Belichick guys still, and his coach, his defense coordinator, they were not a bad defensive team last year. What Bill did is his personnel stuff got him killed. He is a Band-Aid, I guess. I mean, he is. I could see him coaching another 4 to 5 years, though. But do you really want to do that? Like, Carolina's been in flux so bad. I mean, they're just bouncing from coach to coach to coach. Dave Tepper, the owner, you know, is not a great owner. He is just flies off the handle. He's involved too heavily, probably. I mean, it's a bad situation. It really goes to show you, Bryce Young, how would Bryce Young's life be different if the Texans had him?
He would be better.
I'll bet you CJ could survive over there in Carolina.
He would be better.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Would he be thriving in Houston?
I don't know that he would be thriving. I don't know that.
I don't either, but it is a very quarterback-friendly offense. I think he would be a solid starter in Houston.
Yeah. The Texans would be around 500 team.
But now would I want him? No. Because I do think there's been some damage and some baggage that he's going to have to carry around with him. Mental and...
Well, I don't know. Look at Sam Darnold. He gets into the right situation and he's, you know, he's doing
pretty well. 6 years down the road.
Yeah, right.
Down the road, and they just drafted a quarterback. So I don't... And what's going to happen to Sam Darnold if he gets PTSD facing the Texans this week? Sam flying around. We're chasing him down, blitzing him. Sam's freaking out. Trust me, he's not out of the woods yet. We're coming. The boogeyman's coming. The atomic dogs are after you, son. Don't rest, Sam Darnold. Your six-year nightmare is still continuing.
You're talking a lot of cash ship.
Uh-huh. That's right. Because now, the more I think about it, this is Sam Darnold.
Have the Texans
running around scared.
Have the Texans covered in a game this year?
They've missed by half points twice. Or one and a half points and a point. They should have covered both times, but... You're right. They're 0-2 against the number. It's been a disappointing start for the Texans.
Not exactly a dominant look.
They've dominated. They just can't cover.
Oh, how does that work?
Who did they play in week one? Was that?
The Colts.
Oh, yeah. Another one where they give up late points like a bunch of dookies.
Well, what are we doing? They were one third down conversion away from having to stop a final drive.
Same thing happened this last game.
Their point differential is +8, and they're 2-0. That's scary.
Yeah,
it's a little bit scary.
A lot of noise.
But they're dominating, though. They dominated this last game.
No.
Yeah, they didn't dominate against the Bears?
Not offensively.
Oh, my God.
Punted, They punted 12 straight times.
Hold on. They were going. No, not the Texans didn't.
Combined.
No. In the game, it was awful.
The Bears,
what are you talking about? They didn't dominate anybody.
Yeah, they did. They were going up 16 in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go.
Turnovers happen.
Wait. Y'all are acting like they didn't get all the way down inside the 4 yard line.
Turnovers are a part of the game.
They were going to be up 16.
But they didn't.
Well, then but don't act like it didn't happen that they didn't dominate. They did. Everton's been up 2-0, and they've lost 3-2 the last two matches.
And if Saquon Barkley had caught the ball, the Eagles would have won.
That's right.
Things happen.
The Texans are still 2-0, but you guys, to say they didn't dominate the Bears, you literally had one of the worst performances against the Blitz in the history of forward throwing sports.
And yet they had the ball.
They were sacked seven
times.
They didn't. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That didn't was not indicative of how the game went.
The offense did not play well.
They didn't. Lance, you could say a lot of things. They didn't dominate. They didn't dominate.
They dominated on defense.
They
dominated defensively. They had no chance of moving the ball. That's dominating. Their offense got down and had opportunities to score seven times.
The Texans made 3 50-plus-yard field goals. That's not a dominant offensive performance.
Right.
But wait a minute. But they just – are you – like the week before, they gave up a free 3 points. You didn't count that because of a stupid referee timeout thing. You're literally a handoff. That is not a normal play. That is an outlier play where a guy fumbles at the three. They would have been up 16.
And if you want to play this
game – and the Bears were probably not going to score
Mitchell
again.
A.D. Mitchell was wide open twice, and Anthony Richardson missed them. So Anthony Richardson made those throws.
No, that guy doesn't make those throws. They don't exist
in real life. And Cam Akers fumbles sometimes.
Not in real life.
Yes, he's fumbled in a playoff game.
No. Cam Akers is known.
Hold on. That's not dominating when the other team can't even move the ball past half field.
You only had 300 yards of offense.
No, you did, but look how many times.
What are you talking about? You didn't. That's not dominating.
What was the final score?
19-13.
Okay.
Yeah.
You scored 19 points.
Yes.
All right. That was on 5 scores. You scored 5 different times.
Your kicker had a remarkable day.
4 of them were field goals. 1 of them should have been a score. They end up turning the ball over, they didn't score.
I didn't even know this would be such a big debate.
I didn't either because the Bears, we all know the Texans badly outplayed the Bears and should have covered easily.
And we know the Bears aren't good.
Texans badly outplayed the Colts, and then they made it, you know, they're not converting. Well, with the Colts, they gave up these
big plays. And it would have been more big plays if Anthony Richardson didn't suck.
The Colts, they gave up big plays. Against this, they just didn't convert when they were supposed to. They had a good first half, not a good second half.
So you are not describing a dominant football team right now.
Okay, you guys just keep being haters.
You're telling us all the things they did not do, so you're not describing a dominant football team. That's all. They won the games. Congratulations. But
all right. I know y'all are expecting Sam Darnold. You keep the same energy Monday when y'all tell me how good Minnesota is when they get their piss kicked off.
Is that even a thing?
It is now. Y'all keep telling me how dominant, how scary the Texans, the Texans shouldn't win.
They better cover this week.
No
That's
one
all
said
I'm saying.
They shouldn't win.
They better cover.
Y'all keep that same energy.
This simply started with me saying you're talking a lot of cash shit for a team who hasn't covered
yet. You go talk to your boy Skyler. Worry about Skyler. Don't be worried about C.J. Stroud.
I didn't talk.
My point spreads.
No one said a word about C.J.
Don't
C.
be worried
Stroud.
About my point spreads. Worry about Skyler
Did
Thompson.
You not start the week by saying they actually lost the game?
I felt like a loss.
All right, so what are you talking about?
It was a 10-point game.
Yeah, what a dominant loss.
It felt like a loss because they didn't cover. Well, it felt like a loss because how in the world do you not cover that? I mean, the other team couldn't even literally see. We were talking about that guy with the painted fingernails is tough.
They had 200 yards of offense and you didn't cover.
I know. That shows how you did dumb stuff.
Well, if you do dumb stuff, you can't be dominant, can you?
You dominated them. How come C.J. Stroud, people were worried if he was pissing blood? Not C.J. Stroud, your boy Caleb Williams.
No one is questioning.
Like, is he peeing blood? Go check on him. Oh, that wasn't dominant. He's just peeing blood.
Well, there are 3 phases, and you were really good in 2. The offense struggled and then turned the ball over deep in Bears territory.
When they were going up 16.
It hurts your domination if you don't put people away. That's how it goes. It's fine. You won the game.
Y'all just keep back in Minnesota. That's fine.
Yeah, that's how. That's what it sounds like.
No, they better cover. That's all I'm saying. Or they're going to catch it. They're going to catch it this week, next week. They don't cover.
Hey, can we get a team who covers?
Yeah.
Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Great teams cover.
I can't argue with that.
Right.
I can't argue with that. I mean, they haven't covered.
You can't argue with Craig DeSurf either. Don't argue with Craig DeSurf.
No, don't argue with him. Well, he used to be a bodybuilder. You ever seen some of those videos with bodybuilders? They flip out sometimes, although Craig DeSurf hasn't been a bodybuilder for years. Although he's still friends with Lee Labrada. If you say, man, you know a lot about Craig DeCerf, yeah, it's because I've spoken for Craig DeCerf for years. I've sat time in his office talking to him. He's got great stories, really great guy. I love the people. I love it starts with Craig DeCerf, the owner, not the owner, the general manager, but it works down to everyone who works for him. He keeps people there who are like family, and he rarely has any turnover because people love working for him. He is a really great person who wants to make sure that you have a happy experience. That's it. Like he's not a car salesman in the sense that you're thinking. He's just there. He wants you to have a happy time. He understands getting a new car is fun. It's exciting. You love the new car smell. You love all the new interior features, and he wants you to have an enjoyable time. He wants you to get the best price he can possibly give you in the market. He wants to give you the best trade-in value of anyone else out there on the market. He'll even go that extra mile from a customer service standpoint of making sure that, you know, if a car needs to be delivered into Houston because you can't get out to Angleton, he'll do that for you. He goes the extra mile because you matter to him as a consumer, and he wants your experience to be as good as his and his family's have been when they purchase from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Right there in Angleton, it's a few extra miles, but it's a few extra thousands in your pocket when you shop there. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is our final segment, so if you want to get in here, if you need to get in here, or you need to get in here right away, because this show will end, because we are doing News of the Weird in the final segment. So hurry up. 713-780-3776. Pena wants to get in here. Let's hear what he has to say. What do you say, Pena?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I want to talk about Thursday Night Football and some player over-unders. So for running backs, Ramondre Stevenson and Braylon Allen, anytime touchdowns, what do you got on that? And Jacoby Brissett and Aaron Rodgers. Wait, 171 for Brissett and Rodgers, 215 over under on those two.
Slow down. I don't know what you just said. What now?
He's got props.
What are all the props?
For Ramondre Stevenson and Braylon Allen, you got them going for a touchdown, anytime touchdown. And Jacoby Brissett and Aaron Rodgers for Brissett, 171 passing yards over under, and Rodgers, 215 over under on that.
I like the anytime touchdown for Stevenson. Braylon Allen became a factor this week.
He did become a factor. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
He's getting touches now.
Are we going to call him Brissett too? Or are you calling Jacoby Brissett?
Put some respect on that man.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. 171 passing yards.
It's a shot at you and your Brissett.
I don't think that's what that was.
Pretty sure.
Jacoby with 171 yards passing against the Jets. No thanks. I'm not interested in touching that. Aaron Rodgers, not interested. Aaron Rodgers didn't even hit 200 yards last week against the Titans.
When is he going to start throwing it?
This
to
is
Garrett
weird.
Wilson?
You know what? But Garrett Wilson, they just run underneath stuff. Well, I'm telling you, the league has taken away those throws down the field. They've taken it away with the defenses they're playing. They basically said, you know what? F this. We're not having receivers. Y'all can pay your $30 million receiver to catch, you know, four catches for 57 yards. How about that? Now, all of a sudden, this is kind of a real thing. What's going to happen when all these receivers' numbers start coming down? And they're like, oh, I want $36 million. And the coaches, the GM's like, what? No. You're getting shelled up now. No. You're not getting $36 million. What are you talking about? We're a running league again. You see how much running's going on? The league has just pivoted to a running league all of a sudden.
We're going
to
start.
It's crazy.
You see how few touchdown passes there are?
And honestly, Garrett Wilson, I've watched those games because I spent way too much in the auction on Garrett Wilson. I thought he was going to have a monster year. He's like some kind of dink and dunk wide receiver. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I want to quit that dumb league.
Well, you just got.
I have a good team too, and I just don't. Amari Cooper sucks. I just need a do-over on that. He doesn't suck.
No, Cleveland. Someone in that league is number one in the power rankings. Who is it?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's right.
The
it's me.
You always go to the power rankings.
Power rank? No. Well, I'm 2-0. I'm 2-0, and I've scored more points than everybody in the league. Maybe that's the number one team. Okay. Thank you.
You're not.
And Joshua Bunn thinks I don't know what I'm talking about fantasy wise.
Are you 2-0 right now?
Yeah, I'm 2-0.
Okay, you would have to be because you can't be 1-1 saying you're the best.
And I've scored more points than everybody in the league.
Okay, well, let's keep that same energy of week 6 and 8. You got to see how you do.
Okay.
Don't tell me about injuries because we all have injuries.
I don't have any injuries. Thanks. Good night.
Hopefully you get some.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm hoping Alvin Kamara goes down this week.
Oh, is he good or what? And you laughed at me when I took him.
He's good. I didn't laugh at you. I don't laugh at anybody when they pick people.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh at you.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you paid for him, but he was worth it.
He was damn worth it. Are you kidding me? 44 points this week? What? Dell, what did we miss so far?
Is it rewarding to be in a league with John Lance, or do you regret it like minutes after it begins? I would imagine.
I did hear from him
at any point.
I did win my division last year, Dell. Okay, so listen. Here's how you'd make the divisions. So get this. So the number one guy in the league was Soli, and he gets to pick who he wants in his division, right? He picked – who did he pick? I forget. The second guy picked Sean Pendergast. I picked Lance and Chad. That's who I wanted
in my
division.
Yeah, but I'm always, because he just knows me, I'm always going to be in the top 4 or 5 every year. So I don't finish last.
That's not why I picked you.
Yeah, well, why would you pick me?
Soft touch?
No, it's because we're on the – even said we're in the show together.
What is that? Yeah. What?
I don't care if he picked me.
He picked you because
I'll beat him by the end of the year.
He thinks you're going to suck? That's why he picked you?
I got a good team. I'll be fine.
Why would you want to be
I'm pretty excited that this has turned into John and Lance's Fantasy League and Jacoby Brissett's over-under.
Yeah, why would you want to be in a league with him?
I didn't say it. He came into the league. I couldn't keep him out. He wasn't even in this football league, this fantasy league. He wasn't even there. All of a sudden, he's there. I'm like, how did John get here?
Even the prospect of him doing better than you would make me want to think, nope, I don't want him in my
Lance
ear at any point.
Killed by a I'm just sitting there minding my business on Sunday. Here's a text. Lance is getting killed by
– who wants that?
And like, and if John's doing terrible, he's a mouse. He's a church mouse.
Like, why would you want any part of him?
Who said I did? I didn't even invite him into the league, and he's all of a sudden there.
Yeah,
best segment ever.
If someone was like, "Hey, John's going to be in this," I'm like, "Nope, not me."
That's why Daryl Morey got out. He said,
"Daryl Morey got out long before I got in."
No one wants to hear anything from John. Like on a Sunday afternoon, you're relaxing.
I did not text him once. I didn't text him once, even though I was destroying him.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he's got evidence. He said you texted him.
Yes, you texted all of us.
What did I say? What?
And say Lance is
getting
killed.
Oh, my God. John doesn't even remember this.
No.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I was
you did.
I probably had a few Coors Lights.
Here's exactly how it went. Look, I'll just tell you. Where is it? Walking with Michelle Betts or whatever that was.
We know what that
Here is. Here it is. Raheel says, holy bleep, the Saints. John says, Kamara. Kamara's destroying Lance this week.
Yeah, why
literally
would you
Sunday
want that?
At 2:10 p.m.
You're already
yeah, you
miserable.
Texted John.
You already feel like
yes,
crap. You got
texted.
John piling on.
You texted at 2:16,
and not and into the group chat, which yeah. we wouldn't even know what you're talking about. But Lance did.
Yeah, this was the group chat that he did.
Yeah, I thought you were like your own fantasy football thing chat, but he did it to us. I was like, what is John talking about? I just ignored it. I kept watching the games. Who would want this
it's just
guy?
Good fun for everybody.
It's
that's
not
all.
Fun for
I'm
Lance.
So it's so enjoyable to have me in your league.
No, it okay? can't be.
Okay. It's well, wait a minute. In my other league, trust
you also
me.
Said,
I
wonder what Yuli thinks about you, Darvish. Now,
yeah, I didn't. I saw that too. I was like, no, it's late. That's I don't want to get involved.
That's such a good John joke, though. I wonder what he thinks now when they're getting dominated.
Yuli doesn't play for the Astros anymore.
I know, but he probably still has those thoughts.
Yeah,
okay,
he does.
When he goes back home, he probably still does that.
Oh, he does the eye move? Yeah,
oh, yeah
of course he
yeah.
does.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
don't think
in
he
Cuba,
learned a lesson?
That's a huge move in Cuba.
You don't think Yuli learned a lesson not to do
no.
that?
No.
No, hell no. Yeah, no. It was the first two games of the regular season. Who cares?
Yeah, you can get away with that in the first two games. Of the
Who cares?
Season. Oh, you're talking about first no. two games of the regular season?
No,
what?
Not the punishment.
What, he got suspended. That's where he got suspended, the first two games
oh,
of the regular
yeah,
season.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not
cares
talking
about
the punishment. I'm talking about, hey, maybe his good buddy, you, didn't like it, so he won't do it anymore.
Oh.
His good buddy, you.
You Darvish.
Well, Well, you think that was payback for you? You think you, Darvish, last night was payback for
you? I think
for,
maybe Yuli got some sensitivity training.
He learned, Yuli wouldn't do that
anymore. No,
he learned that you, Darvish, didn't think it was cool and didn't do it anymore.
No chance.
Here's how it would go. He'd go to Cuba and they'd be like, that's your boy, Yuli. That's your boy, Yuli. In Spanish, they'd say, that's your boy, Yuli. You see what happened to the Astros? He'd go, I saw. That's not my boy. I get it. Like, do it, do it. I'm not going to do it again. No, do it, Chinito. Do it, do it, do it. And he's like, no, and do it. Okay. And then he'd do it. I guarantee you, they would pound him enough until he did the eye thing again.
Isn't he like 40? That's still going to be a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Where he gets bullied into doing it?
John doesn't have to be prodded much to do something he shouldn't do.
Not at all. Not at all, I don't think.
I hold Yuli in higher regard than I do John.
Why?
I hold Trey in higher regard than I do John.
Why do you hold Juggalo Trey?
Yes.
Why would you hold Yuli in higher regard than you hold John?
Because I've met John.
Yeah, but you've not met Yuli.
Yeah, I just assume everyone's better than John.
I've heard Yuli's stories. John's fine.
I'll take Trey
heard Yuli's stories, too. You should hold me in higher regard.
I'll take Trey over you, though, definitely.
Trey's a nicer person. Yeah,
by the way, absolutely. That's his third time on Kill Tony that he's gone up in front of 350 people.
And you crushed him in the first
segment. I can't believe it. I may have been wrong on that. Maybe he did write those jokes.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the guy has worked hard at the craft.
I mean, he's always got – there's funny stuff to him. He does have a pretty good comedic sense of timing, but I just – of course, the real beauty – for those who don't know, Trey Campbell, Juggalo Trey, who used to – be on with AJ and Fred, and then he'd come on this show, and he's the one that knows all the NASCAR crazy trivia. He was on Kill Tony, the Tony Hinchcliffe show that's just going absolutely bonkers. And Trey got up. You put all their names in a bucket, and they do a pull. And sometimes you get pulled. Renee, our longtime listener, John, said he put his name in a bucket, and he didn't get pulled out.
Okay, but I have a question for you, because I saw him pull it, and then he said, oh, Trey Campbell. Well, if this is Trey's third time on the show, then he should have known who Trey was.
Well, he may not he does a lot of these. I'm sure when he saw him, he's like, oh.
This guy.
I know. Now, if his name was Juggalo Trey, I guarantee you he would have known him. Trey Campbell may not move the needle. As soon as you see Trey, you have no doubt. Like, oh, it's this guy. But I'm telling you right now, he was funny, and he was self-deprecating when he got off when they were talking to him. But the real joy happened whenever they got their turn to talk to Trey. Oh my gosh, I'm proud of young Trey. He did a great job.
Well,
and even if he had bombed, it wouldn't have mattered.
Haven't heard an apology though.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know what? You're right. I'm sorry, Trey. Maybe you did write your own material.
See, still.
I just apologized.
I'm sorry. Maybe you did.
That's an apology.
No, it isn't. I apologize for suggesting you can possibly have written your own material.
There's a chance you wrote your own stuff.
There it is.
I just admitted it.
No, you didn't.
I admitted there's a chance he wrote his own stuff. That's an apology.
You're an awful
Is there
person.
A chance you could talk about Zadok Julius?
I hope so.
I could, and hopefully Trey comes and plays that set. Places set over there at Zadok Jewelers this Saturday, because it's Watch Timber Fest. We're going to have watches from around the world. Of course, they do every single day. But we're talking about the biggest names in watches are all there for you to check out. They'll have other novelties and timepieces. It's going to be really, really cool. They're making the watch. They're putting the watch at the forefront of Watch Timber Fest. But this isn't just a name. They're turning the spot into a beer garden. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you are going to have beer there. You're going to have huge Bavarian pretzels that are as big as your head. So you're going to have beer and pretzels. It's going to be a beer garden at 28,000 square feet of fun and frolic and watches right there at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's right down Post Oak between San Felipe and Westheimer. Just head down Post Oak, stop in, come see all of us. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you're going to see some of the coolest watches. If you love watches, you're going to love it, but they will buy, sell, and trade. So if you have a really cool watch that you are looking to sell or trade, they will do that with you as well. Pretzels, beer, and fun over at Zadok Jewelers for Watch Timber Fest this Saturday.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, Lance, let me ask you a question. Do you agree with this headline? The Surgeon General says parenting may be hazardous to your health.
Yes. And I don't have the hardest kids to parent. They're just they're challenging in a different way, but not the way some parents have. But yeah, it ages you. It's bad for your mental health. Absolutely, yes.
1/3 of parents with children under 18 rate their stress level as 8 or higher on a 10-point scale. Do you feel like you're an?
I'm not stressed. Do
you feel like
annoyance.
They gave you heart palpitations?
No. They stress my wife. No, they stress my wife more than me. They kind of annoy me with some of the stuff. Like, they don't learn anything. It's a lot of the same stuff every single day.
Police have found a man in a hospital was found in a catering oven, dead. But police don't feel like it's suspicious. Do you feel like if you find someone dead in a catering oven that something might be amiss?
Yeah, because I saw Goodfellas when they, remember when the kid's report card, when Henry's report card came home and then they, or no, whoever it was, yeah, remember the mailman got his head put in an oven? That happened, yeah. But some bad guys did that. So yeah, I don't think it accidentally happens.
Huh. A new study says eating grasshoppers might improve your sleep, hair, and libido. Do you feel like if you eat grasshoppers, you don't need 975 hair anymore?
If that's what the study says.
Do you feel like if you eat grasshoppers that you're going to make more nachos?
I've had crickets before in Mexico at Quintanilla. You don't really have a taste. Like, they don't really taste like anything. Grasshoppers are a little meatier. I don't know about that. Crickets are small. Grasshoppers, you fry a cricket, you fry anything, you should be good. Like, yeah. It's fine if you fry it. I don't want a sous vide grasshopper, just all soft and mushy in the middle. No, yeah. Thanks.
No, crunchy. There's a new trend out there. Nails having microchips in their and you get a manicure and they put a microchip and it acts as a QR code. Do you want a QR code in your nail?
Why would you do that?
Well, because let's say, right now they're being used as a favorite song or a website that you can go to. Or you could use it as your business website. Somebody says, hey, what business are you in? You hold up
but
your nail
men,
to their...
Men
to
will
their
do this?
You hold up your nail to their phone, and it immediately goes to that website.
If that's what you're doing, I don't want your business. I don't need to do business with you. If that's how serious you take your business, is you're just going to put it on your fingernail?
Yeah, microchip.
No, I'm not interested.
What are you talking about? You're way progressive.
I'm way progressive. What
if
are
you
talking
have a,
about?
If you have a QR chip in your nails?
Maybe a 24-year-old would want to do business with you because they think that's super dope. I just think you're probably... I don't think that you have a... Your business may not... Okay, you know what? If you're a fashion designer or something like that, sure, absolutely. If you are a mortgage banker, no thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're an accountant, here, let me show you my QR code on my fingernail that I just had painted.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't need to. But like I said, if you are somebody who is, you know, an artist, okay, that's fine.
So do you want to play in the Bonds of Friendship golf tournament?
It sounds like it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but so a British shoulder is in trouble because he was in the Bonds of Friendship golf tournament, and he knocked a guy out. That doesn't sound
that's not friendship.
That's not friendship. That's not the bonds of friendship. Not to me, anyway. I
hate when they call that the bonds of friendship.
An Arizona resident found a Lego stuck in his nose after 30 years. Have you ever had a Lego in your nose for 30 years?
The better question is, were there any other signs in those 30 years where he thought, huh?
I mean,
maybe he's known it's been up there, and he just couldn't do anything about it.
Well, maybe no. He's always been like, "Wow, this hurts right here." I don't know, Doc. This hurts. Oh, there's a Lego in your
nose.
Well,
clearly you never went to a doctor. They would have done an X-ray and immediately found a Lego.
Here's a Lego.
After 30 years, the guy said, "Oh, see, I'm glad I didn't go to the doctor and waste that money. I knew it would eventually come out. Now that I'm in my 30s, I mean, now that it's 30 years later, I'm in my 60s."
A Florida teenager was arrested in the stabbing death of his mother just 19 months after he fatally shot his father. I feel like this kid probably had issues with the parenting.
Yeah. The parenting may have been an issue.
Speaking of that, did you see how glamorous the Menendez brothers are getting treated in that new show that they're being made about?
Have you seen the Menendez brothers, what they look like?
They're apparently in the show.
In the show, have you seen?
Yeah, very handsome individuals in the show.
Well, they were handsome kids.
But they're getting the treatment like this glamorous duo who, you know, they murdered their parents, but look how...
If enough time passes, I just saw a historian's like, you know, Hitler wasn't that bad, actually. It was really more of a Churchill problem than anything. Like, whoa, wow, we're now soft-peddling Hitler. I guess enough time passes, you really can make anyone look good, huh? Menendez brothers.
Ich bin der Wunschklon und Steinheiger.
I knew it. I didn't know it, but I knew it. I should have known it.
Is Scooter McGavin in it? I'm looking. I saw Scooter the other night at the Emmys.
Scooter McGavin?
Scooter or Shooter?
Shooter. Shooter McGavin.
The actor who played him, is he in the Menendez brothers show?
Yeah, he was there.
Well, older.
Yeah. I'm not sure he's the parent, but it looked like a guy who looked like Shooter. We're done. That's it. We got to get to the Dell and Mape show.
He doesn't have his name on the show quite yet.
Well, he needs to. Why are you being so Oh, look at me, everybody. Yeah, no, I'm the star.
I don't have my name on this show.
Nobody has. Yes, you do. No, John Lance and Dell.
No, that's what you say, but it's not on the
Well, see, but I'm inclusive. You? Not so much.
I've been told that.
He's wildly uninclusive.
I am not inclusive. In fact, if you ain't like me, beat it.
Just put it right out there.
That's why you won't hang out with me.
Not
at
many
bars.
People are like you, Dell.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I tell people to beat it.
That's a one of one.
I know. That's why I tell a lot of people to beat it.
We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Hope you have a great day. I'll be in studio tomorrow, so that'll be fun. Back in Houston, where I belong, where my roots are. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.